Broadcasting 2.0 for June 30th, 2023, episode 139. We're in the Rustic Code Cave. Well, hello. It's Friday. That must mean it's time for Podcasting 2.0, the boardroom with more Rhythm Nation than Janet Jackson. That's right. Everything going on with Podcasting 2.0, the podcastindex.org. We've got the namespace. And, of course, everything we're talking about on podcastindex.social. I'm Adam Curry here in the heart of the Texas Hill Country. And in Alabama, and Alabama, the man who's streaming his life away on PeerTube. Say hello to my friend on the other end, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Dave Jones. You know... we're live, baby. So there's no take backs. There's no do overs. We just go with it.
You're gonna go back and edit it out.
No. No, I won't.
Of course not.
That's what makes me human. People go, oh, he messed it up. Oh, he's a human. He's not a robot. Oh,
yeah, he's not AI. Because AI would never do that.
AI would never do that. It would never have that pizzazz, and it would never come up with the comparison of us with Janet Jackson's Rhythm Nation, of course. That would never happen.
Can you like expound on this? What's your meaning there?
I don't know.
Why are we Rhythm Nation?
I got two songs today. I got two songs to play and two value blocks, and it's been rather interesting. Sovereign Feeds was on the fritz.
Yeah, so give me the rundown,
because
I saw this back and forth happening. Yeah,
I go in to set everything up, and that means that I'm going to get my value time split set so that I can, and I wanted to create a fresh value block to put in there.
Oh, it's nice and fresh.
Yeah, a fresh one that from an artist who has a wallet but has not yet been. Let me just make sure. Does he have this wallet? Did I put the wallet in there?
Uh-oh.
Hold on a second. If I edit this, and that's actually an interesting. Here we go. A new split. There we go. Hold on a second. I'm glad I just mentioned this.
you're self-regulating.
I really am. Hold on. What's really easy about it is if people have a Fountain wallet, or if they have an Albi wallet, mm-hmm. I mean, it's so easy to do in Sovereign Feeds, mm-hmm. because there's Citizen. Did I do that right? Citizen. Oh my goodness. I'm sorry. I'm already bogan around, because you just enter in the name, the person's address, like the Albi address or Fountain's address,
right?
And you can even Hive even works as well, which is kind of cool. Yeah.
Because of the Rube Goldberg machine. Okay.
Yeah. Yes, because of Sovereign Feeds. Exactly. Sovereign Feeds is the Rube Goldberg machine.
Yes.
Okay. So I put in the splits. I think I did it right. Who knows? Maybe we're giving all of this, the whole show to someone else. I don't know. It doesn't matter.
This show is maybe the most scissors that has ever happened, because I had a complete breakdown as well, but I can.
Right. Okay. So I definitely want to. In fact, as I was getting this ready, I see the clock counting down, and I was on Fox News Radio this morning. So
were on Fox News Radio?
Yeah. Brian Kilmeade, he has a daily radio show. He's kind of the guy who has the personality of a dish rag. I mean, he's a nice guy and everything, but he's like, he's like the guy you can just put in anywhere. Like, oh, you do the morning show. Oh, you do the show. And he's like one of those universal guys you can put in anywhere. And he has a radio show, and he always starts off, don't you hate what MTV's become? Like, okay.
No, you're like, we're going to go there.
Well, I took it straight from there to music on Podcasting 2.0, and he was like, homino, 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 blah, 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 blah. Yeah. So I figured I'd just do whatever promotion I could, get it out of it.
That's funny.
And then I got the Rodecaster Duo in, which is the cute little small version of the Rodecaster 2.
Oh, did you order that thing for real?
Well, I didn't want to. Uh-huh. I looked at it and I knew it wouldn't be coming until July. And then, I was like, or whatever. I couldn't pull the trigger. And then Tina's egging me on. She's like, come on, you should do it, because then you have a complete road set and you don't have to unhook anything. And it's smaller. It definitely is smaller. It weighs less. And
And it, you know, you like it. And I'm like, and then it pops up that it's for sale now. All of a sudden they can deliver it everywhere. So, okay, I pulled the trigger and it came 2 days earlier than expected. And the main thing I wanted to see is, can I take the SD card, which includes all the settings, et cetera, for every single show, take it out of the Rodecaster 2 and put it into the Duo, you know, to transfer all the settings in one go. Because it should, it's the same processing. It's just smaller, has two less faders, and it has six buttons instead of eight for the sound pads.
Okay. So,
and well, you can't. It doesn't.
But it's the same software that should work.
No, actually, the only thing that screws up is the sound pads. So you have to take the sound pads out because it doesn't know what to do. And, you know, if you the Rodecaster basically has 8x6, and the Duo and the Pro 2 has 8x8. So, you know, it gets all screwed up. So if you just export the show with just the settings, works perfectly.
Okay.
Beautifully. And I was actually taking advantage of the opportunity to rearrange some of the sound pads. And then it's like, oh, you know, then I got the Killmead show. And then, of course, like, oh, I'll just set everything up in Sovereign Feeds, and it's not working. That, of course, and typically I'd be very stressed about that, but I'm like, we're running with scissors. It's okay.
Yeah.
Figure it out.
Are you on the Duo now?
No, I'm not.
Okay. All right.
I could not figure out what was going wrong, why I couldn't build my live value time split for the songs we're going to play. So one has a feed, is in the index, and one doesn't have a feed, but the artist does, and it's borderline illegal what I'm going to do. Because
what do you mean?
Well, scissors, baby.
Well, okay, boy. Illegal in the sense of it's technologically illegal, not legally illegal.
No, it's technologically legal. It may be, it's legal is borderline. I'll explain. Okay. It's Hey Citizen, and Hey Citizen has done another fantastic mix for us. But of course, it's you know, it's a takeoff on an existing song. So the music, you know, now you can do this within the auspices of education. There is you can get away with fair use. I don't know if streaming sats to the person is included under that. Probably not. But it is.
It is. Don't worry about it. It's fine.
Sure. Yeah, sure it is. Hold on a second.
I'm a constitutional scholar.
Yeah, sure you are. Hold on a second. 8 minutes. My offset. So I need to set that up. And so it's the first time I've created it's basically the built-in split kit inside of Sovereign Feed. So it just says create value block, and then you can add all the information, and then you can add a value split, and I put that in. And I think it worked. So we'll find out.
Okay.
We'll find out.
So this is on top of my email is down. Like Fastmail is broken.
Ooh, that's not good.
I don't really fully understand what's going on. A lot of things on the internet broke today.
Really?
Like, GitHub went down.
Ooh, that sucks.
Yeah, Fastmail's down.
Is GitHub still down, or did it?
And I think it's back up now. Must have been
that thread about value for value with real money.
That broke it. Yeah, blew it up. Yeah.
Blew it up.
No, what's going on? there's like a payroll company that at my day job today that was down. A big one. Ooh, and like it's like a whole bunch of stuff. It's weird. I don't know if there's some sort of like network transit that's that got borked or something, but anyways, Fastmail's still down. I don't have any access to get the PayPals. The Boost, in my Boostergram conveyance.
Oh yeah, your Boostergram sucker. Your Boost sucker.
The Boost slurp. It just blew. You know, it's down. It's down. I can't because the last mile of it is to my email.
Oh, no.
I'm like, okay, well, so, but what I did was I pulled,
you pulled it out of the database, straight out of the database.
Yeah, I just did a file transfer. Let me staticize my desktop.
This is why I love my email server. I've been running my own email server for, man, I want to say almost two decades. There was a little time there when I used Gmail or some other corporate mail, but I had a someone did a really bad DDoS on me about five, six years ago, and it was one of those where it's a service you pay about $100 and then you give one email address and it auto subscribes you to thousands of news lists and, you know, and just all kinds of stuff. And it's horrific what starts to come in at that point. And
it's called a newsletter bombing or email bombing.
Yeah. Massive email bomb. And then I just handed the whole thing over to Void Zero, to Mark, and he runs perhaps the tightest mail server in the universe. And, you know, everything, the DMARC, the DMKs, the FSBs, the LMNOPs, all that. He's a Nazi about it too. He's like, nope, they're misconfigured. Sorry. They just cannot send you email. And I'm kind of okay with that. Like, you know,
I would be too. It's like, at this point in the lifespan of email and spam, it's like, just fix your email.
You'd be surprised how many times Apple's email is misconfigured or broken. Mm-hmm. We see that more often than not, actually. Like, one server will have the wrong DMARC settings. Mm-hmm. I've seen it happen with Gmail once or twice. It's what you got to do. And my email is pretty clean, I have to say. At least free from most spam.
Let's see. I've got the Boostergrams.
But Fastmail, I mean, they're supposed to be pretty good.
Yeah, they're great. I love Fastmail, except when they go down.
Yeah, I can understand.
I got the boosts handled. I just recovered the boostage. So we're good on boosts. I just don't have access to the PayPal.
Well, just log into the PayPal? Hello.
Just log. Yeah, I guess I could.
And click the activity tab. Is that a weird thought?
Yeah, I could. Well, I guess
just thinking. just a thought. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm just a disco jockey. I don't know.
Okay, something. I'm just gonna let it go and see if Fastmail fixes themselves by the time the donations
come. Okay. And if not, then you'll log into PayPal.
That's right. Okay. And I have the ability to blank out my screen so that we're all good. You, every time I say that I'm live streaming, you give a chuckle.
Yes.
And I know why.
Oh,
it's
you do.
It's because you're anticipating the day when this whole thing just completely blows up and I regret it. The chuckle is here in a few weeks. You're going to do something stupid and you're going to really regret live streaming yourself.
No, that's not it. It's, you want to know the honest truth?
Sure.
I feel it distracts from, I don't like video. And so if someone is listening, is watching the stream of you, I think that they're not listening as intently as they could be. And it's important people who are watching that stream. That's, I've never understood the idea that you've got a couple dudes with headphones on and mics and want people to have a vision of where I'm sitting, of what it looks like or what it doesn't look like or what pants I have on or don't have on. Dave. <Yes.
laughs> I know. I'm fully pantsed.
You know, and it just, to me, I'm an audio guy. It creates more intimacy and I want to be in people's ears and I want them to pay attention to what I'm saying and not be watching. Also, I also have Tourette's and it's weird to watch. So, yeah.
Well, this is interesting because we need to test. We need to test the PeerTube stuff and the LiveTube. We're in.
For sure.
Alex and Airhead are going to be on with us next Friday. So we're going to catch up on all the PeerTube stuff. But cool. We need to test this. But I'm sensitive to your concerns. And maybe we should just do something. Maybe I should live stream just like my desktop and not myself.
It doesn't matter. Look, this is all scissor stuff. It's all good. I'm just I'm an audio nerd, you know, it's just, mm-hmm. I've always felt like, and I also believe, okay, this kind of goes into what's happening with the podcast industrial complex. I think we should discuss this. Okay. This whole, and by the way, the lockdown drawn out battle between, Todd and Rob was beautiful. It was a beautiful thing to hear. Were that
yes. Yes, that was one of my favorite things of the last month was listen to Rob Todd just go nuts.
Yeah, that was pretty fun. Now is Rob working for a company that uploads to YouTube or uses YouTube? I mean, I know he's doing YouTube videos for this 100.tv or something. What is he doing? What is he doing these days?
It's something YouTube related.
Yeah. Okay. So the whole thing, what comes down to it is a show on YouTube, is that a podcast? Now you cannot see. What did you just drop?
I just dropped a piece of pad of paper.
No, it's it's
three sets of notes.
Okay.
I just threw it on the floor.
See, I have a whole visual of that, and unfortunately, do you know that I had a whole? Okay, I got to step back for a second. I had a whole different visual of your setup than when I saw it on your stream. The first time when you were doing the database upgrade, I was disappointed. It didn't look anything like I thought it looked. And let me.
I'm so glad that I disappointed you with my real life.
And I just had a flashback. My dad told me, and I didn't have a great relationship with my dad, but I remember a few things he told me. And he told me that when he was a kid, of course, he used to listen to the Lone Ranger radio show. And his dad took him to the studio in New York City to go see the Lone Ranger radio show being done live. And he said it was such a letdown because these actors were ugly, didn't look like anything like the Lone Ranger or Tonto should. And it was just the whole thing was weird and it completely ruined the show for him. And I think that holds true. So anyway, that's just me.
So you're saying that I'm ugly. And that,
I didn't say that.
But real life Dave disappoints.
I know. No, real life Dave is great. I know what you look like. That's not the point. It was your whole setup. I had just a different vision of it. You know,
what did you think? What was your theater of the mind? Did you envision me with like 12 screens and a command center?
No, it was more like home built shelves out of, naked wood, not painted yet. And with some holes you drilled in it for cabling to come up and you definitely didn't have a floor. I mean, there's no way. Now I see you have a wood floor. It's like, no, I imagined you on concrete, I don't know.
The ham shack, the ham radio more shack ham, out the backyard. Yes,
yeah, exactly. Okay. Exactly. So I can never have that beautiful vision again. Anyway,
I've ruined it.
So I want to go back to the podcast industrial complex who are struggling. And yes. I have been through this loop. I have been through this loop before. When we started Pod Show, podcasting was hot. Podcasting was the darling. Podcasting was the shit. The future of radio. And then we got Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. And particularly YouTube was a big story because it was, what, $2 billion, whatever they paid those two yahoos for it. And, everyone's going to be YouTube. Everyone has video. And podcasting was now went from, front page to page 13 below the fold. And it was all YouTube and it was going to be great. And it was, broadcast yourself. And we, at that point already were struggling to find a business model because, BMW had already said, oh, it's too risky. They were advertising for a while. And then someone heard something on the Dawn and Drew show or the Madge one, right away, we knew this was not going to work. And the business model we had was coupon codes. So it would, basically the per inquiry stuff where, hey, go get a domain at GoDaddy. Todd Cochran still has that business model today. Basically our hosts were the better you were at SEOing your coupon codes, the more money you were making. That's basically what it was. It had nothing to do with the value or the importance of the show. It was really the coupon codes. And that's where I learned a lot about these companies who will arbitrage and, you basically pay them for X amount of traffic that results in X amount of people using a code. And so it was the whole thing was a scam and the scam exists today. It's what it is.
Can I interrupt you for a second?
Yeah.
So this is something that I've thought about for, off and on over the years is because you tend to hear the same advertisers on many different shows. So you have like Linode, for example, you know, you can hear, you'll hear a Linode ad on Accidental Tech, and then you'll hear one on Coda Radio, and then you'll hear one on one of Leah Laporte's network shows and blah, blah, blah. Or I'm just, you know, I don't know all, but you'll hear them, let's just say, in five different shows, and they'll all have five different codes. Well, the day you go to actually sign up and do a Linode, like, which you've got five possibilities, which one do you use?
Right.
And it seems like the one that you use is exactly what you said, which is the one that you get SEO from when you do a Google search for Linode code. And it has nothing to do with really the show. It's just got Correct. To do with your awareness of the show and then how much Google juice it has.
And if you listen to Joe Rogan's, not a podcast, if you listen to Joe Rogan's ads on Spotify, it's the same thing, you know, put in code Joe or whatever. It's all the same thing. Now, there are some brand ads. I don't want to say that it doesn't exist at all. I mean, for instance, I just was listening to my hate listen of the week, Pivot. With Kara Swisher, the award-winning podcast for technology category. sure. And I heard an ad for Silicon Valley Bank, which was hilarious. They rag on Silicon Valley. Oh, yeah.
They still have ad dollars? How does that work?
Well, it's the New York Times and the Vox Media Network. You know, so that's a, you know, it's a poo-poo. It's like, well, people, oh, yeah, people can talk about it at the cocktail party. Yeah, we had, yes, I was talking to Kara and Scott because we advertise on their show. It's all bullshit. The advertising that is coming in, I mean, yeah, some of it is real, but a lot of it is just, it's low level stuff. Now, and so we saw this happen in 2007-08 probably, and here comes YouTube, here comes Facebook, and this is the new darling. And everything has to be video. And so, of course, you know, in our infinite wisdom, everything's got to be video. Well, produce everything video. And you run into the same exact problems, only now your expenses are four times as high because you're doing video. And you, right. and you need more people typically to do video. I mean, that's not, you know, you can do a lot by yourself, but there's just really no advantage to it. And I think... Yeah, there's people watching YouTube videos, but once you get into that game, you know, if you want to make money through YouTube, you call it a podcast, that's fine, then you have to play the algo game, which means you have to upload content every single day, and you got to do all kinds of things, otherwise you start getting downranked. It's a trap, it's a mouse trap, and people get sucked up in it, everyone's all freaked out, like, oh, you know, oh, if you don't do video, this is the future. It's not going to work. And I hear everyone talking about it. Video. Oh, yes, video. Oh, but Spotify, you can do video, but it's only a Spotify. This is video. YouTube is a video. Blah, blah, blah. Believe me, podcasting will just continue as an audio only medium. I'm not really that jacked about video. I like certain things. Live makes sense. And live video will make a lot of sense for some people and some things, but it's different. So, you know, Mo's going to do live stuff. He does live YouTube, and it's a very direct interactive medium with the audience at that moment on YouTube. They're posting in the chat. They got the super chat. So all of that, we're actually going to turn that into podcasting. And right, we're stealing that from those guys. There's no way that they can steal the audio only podcasting thing that everything's in your app. And there's just no way. And audio is a whole different animal, and it will be around for a long, long time. Video is not going to usurp that. It's just not. People still have commutes more now than ever more than they had during the lockdown. That's for sure. You know, audiobooks haven't gone by the wayside. That's the real competition, is audiobooks. So anyway, so, you know, there's this whole complex. Is when you debase the money, you debase everything. And that's what you're seeing before your very eyes. I don't know about you, but my homeowner's insurance went up 60%.
Our car insurance went up 42%. Mm-hmm. And I had to actually call and start and pair it back. I had to call them up and say, okay, let's raise the deductible.
Yeah.
Let's, you know, and go through. And then our homeowners went up, not as much as yours, but it went up, you know, at least 20%. And so I called them up, you know, again, mm-hmm. raise the deductible.
Yeah. They said, your deductible would be 2% and you'll save $40 a year.
Yeah,
exactly. Some shit like that. I know.
Yeah. And so but this, I went through this same, so this, you know, the YouTube thing, I've been trying to make this point, and like, I saw this little blurb, I think it may have been in Sounds Profitable, that Magellan AI is going to include YouTube, or maybe they already are including YouTube stats in their advertising, is going to include YouTube in their advertising reports for podcasting.
Yeah, it goes up. It's crazy.
Yeah, and it said this was in addition to, it said they're going to do this just like blah 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 and blah blah blah. Like these other companies are already doing this, and so that exactly like it confirms what I was saying the last couple of weeks, where the podcast consultants, the people who make their money from podcast advertising, they are the ones driving the narrative.
Correct.
That YouTube is podcasting.
Correct.
And at some point, if everything sucks out of YouTube and all the money, if all the YouTube money then ends up somewhere else, let's just say TikTok or something or some other platform.
Yes.
They will then begin to call that podcasting.
Yeah. Oh yeah, TikTok will be podcasting. You can already see that happening. That writing's on the wall.
Right. I'm ashamed that it took me so long to understand why there was quote unquote confusion about what is a podcast. There's no confusion.
No.
This is purposeful. And it's, you know, the other big issue of this week was, or not big issue, but the other kind of scuttlebutt was, well, the number of unique value for value.
Oh, wait, I'm getting to that. You're jumping ahead. Okay. You're jumping right, ahead. Sorry. No, you're jumping ahead of the game here. You're jumping ahead
all
of
right,
the game.
Go.
This is what's so beautiful. So, first of all, you debase the money, and the whole world did this. Everybody printed up trillions of dollars. That's why your steak costs more. That's why your steak isn't steak. That's why they're selling chicken that isn't just made out of, that's made in a brewery vat. Okay?
Gross.
Yeah, but all that's coming. All of that is coming. I mean, just walk through the supermarket and just look at the colors and look at the ingredients, and it's sawdust. You're eating sawdust and sand with colors and flavoring and texture. You're not eating real food. And it's gotten so bad now in America, where the majority of people are overweight or obese, and now we've got a pill that literally just sucks the muscle out of you. And makes you puke and shit, and your brain goes, oh, I'm not hungry. Wow, congratulations, America. So
I'm not hungry, but I've got pancreatic cancer.
So, you know, all this stuff is happening. I've got thyroid cancer, but who cares? I'm thin. So all this stuff is because of the money debasement, and it's about to get worse in Europe. In October, they're going to launch the digital euro, the central bank digital currency. It's really happening. All these things are really really happening. So at the same time, we're seeing, so the magic is gone. The magic of podcasting that happened on the heels of Serial, and then the $1 billion that was pumped into the industrial, created the podcast industrial complex by Spotify, to be more precise, Spotify's investors. With Joe Rogan, with Call Me Daddy, with Gimlet, you know, the hundreds of millions of dollars for each deal. That's, let's just call it what it is. Everybody was looking for one of those deals. Everybody, and you, if you couldn't get a deal like that, you could probably get, you could produce a BIPOC podcast or a women's podcast, or as I hear people say, anything but a 50-year-old white guy podcast, you know. I hear this a lot. It's very irritating.
Yes.
You know, there was money for that. It was an ESG checkmark box, a DEI fulfillment, and the money is now gone. The cheap money, now that interest rates have gone up, is gone. So it's so bad now that Daniel Ek is bailing out. I'm pulling back. I'm going to hand over some responsibility to some other suckers who are going to have to do the conference call. He is pulling his ass out. He's done. And he also failed. It was on him. It was his big idea to do this, his big idea to do the Hollywood thing, which now everybody, oh yeah, well, probably wasn't a good idea with a Hollywood content, huh? Y'all were all in on it. Come on. Of course, everybody was all in. Oh, it's going to be great. Maybe I can get some of that Spotify money. So yeah. It's over. And with that, new episodes are over. With that, downloads are down. The number I heard was down 50% from 2019. Well, of course. And podcasting is, it's still interesting. People still want to listen to programming that they enjoy and to be a part of communities that they enjoy. But everything is down. So all this about advertising, it's a lie. The advertising is not up. It's down, which means... And the downloads being down is literally because people aren't putting money into new shows. Well, yeah, no shit, Sherlock. It's because there is no money left. There's nothing to pay for it at these outrageous. Just go listen to a Gimlet show, which is now podcast Spotify Studios. They have credits with 15 people on it. This is no way. Yeah. There's no way that this works. So we have. Downloads down, ad revenues down, and then I understand if you're coming from an old world thinking, which I'm going to try and explain again, that when you see value for value users, the people sending value for value value back to podcasters, when that's down, well, of course there's less shows, there's less downloads. However, isn't it interesting that the number of the amount of value they send is up? Now this shows you where the world is headed. This is a very important metric, because value for value is not based on volume. It is based on interaction. Yes. The download and the ad insertions is all based on how many people you can trick into listening or trick into downloading half a megabyte or watching 2 seconds of a video. It's all bull crap. And it's not an interactive, it's a show and here's my show and listen to this and then, I'm funny. And oh, we have to make shows that are more resourceful, whatever that means. No, what is happening with value for value, it's a circle. It's a loop. People get to feed something back. They feel a part of it. If we have 12 splits in our value block, this I need to talk about this more often. But there's people who are just doing stuff, contributing for free, doing it because they like it, and then they're consistent. And well, then hey, why don't you why don't I give you 5% of everything that comes in, Dreb Scott? No agenda. All of it goes to the clip custodian, the clip collector, Jeff Smith for the jingles. I mean, there's 53% is left over, and we send that to the index. That's the system. That is the future of media, is having your community, your audience, be a part of what you're doing. That is, if value for value, number 4, value.info, go back and reread it. It is not just a streaming payment mechanism. It is a format. It is a philosophy. It is the future of media that is not based on how many numbers, how many X do I have? Am I promoted in all the right places? Is there enough discovery? Am I featured on iTunes? No. The way it works is, you get people who like what you're doing and can contribute back in time, talent, or treasure. And the beautiful thing is, we made the treasure part shareable amongst the entire system, including the app that people use, including the system that you use to put it all together, including the producers that you have in there, the artists who do artwork. This is the future of media. This is what the true people's media is, and it can be very successful. See this show. It's not because Adam Curry's here. It's not because Adam and Dave Jones are here. We started from zero. In fact, we started with -5 because we're two old white dudes, and we're straight. We're not even gay. So we started -10, but we were serious about what we're doing. And we're not taking any money from this, but that's not the point of it. We're building something. We're building something with people you couldn't even afford. If you could even get the amount of talent that we have on podcastindex.social together, you wouldn't be able to afford it. And they wouldn't be able to work together if you made a company. This using the value for value methodology and the thought pattern and having everybody contribute, and the listeners of the podcast including this one. What do we have, Dave? 12,000, 9,000 listeners. It's not much. Yeah, you know, you like go that. Look at OP3. You know, that it's enough to keep it going. And for us, yeah, you could see it as a hobby. I mean, yeah, maybe. But I'm very proud. I feel better about this project than anything I've ever done in my life, including the first round of podcasting. It feels so good to be sharing it with everybody. That's, and you know, and could we put money in our pocket? Yeah, we could. That would limit the possible longevity of it. So we want to make sure that if we fall down or whatever, that, you know, that it can continue. That's just our personal choice. And we actually pay taxes on the money that comes in. We do pay ourselves the amount for taxes, you know, so whatever our taxable, whatever we have to pay in taxes, we take that out. But otherwise, but the community, the love, the brother and sisterhood, the understanding, the looking out for each other, the laughter, the, you know, picking each other up when someone stumbles and, you know, pokes their eye out with some scissors. That's what makes it beautiful. And you can do that with any community. That's what podcasting is. Now, if you're always searching for it to be the next Beyonce or the next Joe Rogan, no, there's going to be five people like that. Five. Yeah. And that's it. And if you're in it for that kind of level of success, it's just not going to happen. So when I see a conversation on the GitHub about, well, we should do this with dollars, it's like, oh, this is not possible. It is not possible with dollars. Otherwise, I mean, what is being proposed literally in that GitHub fiat discussion is FTX. You can't do that.
You can't do it. It's regulations.
Yeah, you literally cannot do that. Well, I don't have to do a know your customer for biscuits at Amazon. Yeah, you could do it if we could put biscuits through the line. Yeah, that would work well. So right. you cannot do it. This is the first time in history that micropayments have even been done successfully with anything. I can't think of another example where micropayments have actually been used consistently by a large group of users. This is it. And
yeah, if you run a non-KYC exchange to do what that thing says, you're going to jail.
You're going to big time. You're going to jail.
Yeah, you can't
well,
do that.
Not if you're Sam Bankman-Fried, you know, actually go to jail.
You just kind of live
near the jail and stay with your mommy and daddy.
Right.
So that is what we are doing here. Now, besides all the other stuff, you know, all the namespace stuff, all the great features that have come out of this, which is phenomenal. It's all because of the developers and us who stayed in the game because of the value exchange. And everybody has at least a way to pop into that flow. And yeah, it's not a lot of money, but I mean, I would pay to do this. A lot of people would pay to do this, but because you have the whole philosophy of value for value, the whole thing just works.
Well, I did pay to do it last year based on my taxes. I actually did pay to do this.
I paid a little myself too.
Yes. It was so much. What happened to me, and this is unfortunate, is that because the income from the index passed me over a threshold to where everything changed.
I know exactly what happened.
Yeah. Exactly. And so it was like my tax bill was like $5,500 is what I had to pay. And I'm used to paying zero.
Yeah.
Because I always sort of calculate that out. And I was like, oh crap.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, I'm just going to take half of this out of the index to pay half of it. And I'm just going to eat the other $2,500. That's basically what we did. So I actually did pay last year to do this job. But so, like, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say what is happening right now is that there is a candidate for president who is literally saying, I'm going to become president through podcasts. Now, yeah, he's on YouTube shows and on Rogan Spotify and all this stuff. But the importance is the recognition that podcasting, which because of us, because of this community, will actually be open and available to all with a value exchange. That's some massive stuff we're doing here. That's mm-hmm. that's incredible. And so everything, it's all right now, all this talk of video and YouTube, it's all what is it when you shoot an animal and it's still kind of jerking around? What is that called?
Rigor mortis.
No, before it actually dies, it's still jerking on the ground.
I don't know.
Well, that's what it is.
Jerky. It's called jerky.
It's like the podcast industrial complex is dead, and it's just in the last throes of life breath, and at the same time emerging from that is a system that spawns the globe. We have people from all over the world who are truly invested in making this work and see that vision. But we can't lose sight of what it is. It's a value exchange. It's not just streaming dollars. You know, the whole concept is the feedback mechanism, the value of what a boost means. The number that is included in a boost, you know, the idea that at any moment it is up to you. You don't have to store $5 with some Yahoo company. You can say, hey, you know what? I'm going to go get $100 of Bitcoin. I'm going to send that to this podcast. You are in control. No one else is in control. It is truly a unique moment, and it's growing, not shrinking. It's growing.
If the ETF stuff goes through, which I think it will, this is going to get easier, not harder. It will.
I totally
it'll
agree.
Get easier, and there will be more recognition about how to do this.
Mm-hmm.
This is not going to be difficult long term. I make a decent living at my day job. I mean, I'm. You know, and even I went through this past week and canceled a bunch of subscriptions that I wasn't using. So, I mean, I had it was $80 or something worth of subscriptions every month. There was a $19 a month subscription to a podcast that I've just lost track of. I hadn't listened to it in a mm-hmm. long time.
Mm-hmm.
Another one that was $7 a month. And I went through there, and then there was a stream, I had to recancel Netflix because we had reactivated it for something and then forgot to cancel.
Oh, I hate that when that happens.
I know. Yeah. So it was $80 worth of subscriptions to all these things. I'm like, you know, it's not that it's not good content. That's the thing. It's not that there's nothing on there that I would watch.
Yes.
The subscriptions to the stuff, the podcast subscriptions that I canceled and the streaming thing, I just don't have time. And there's so much that I don't have time for. And I've got two kids in college. $80 makes a difference.
Yes.
So that's more important to me than the content is. And the if you look at it, if you look at the graph, I'm looking at it right now. The value for there's this a couple of things to keep in mind. There's this really weird bubble that happened sometime in April that I still don't understand. It was all of a sudden the unique senders per day went from 400 and something up to 1,200. I have no idea. It must have been somebody testing something. I don't know. So just for the fact that that happened tells you you got to have a little bit of skepticism about these numbers. Now I think they're mostly right. But this is not perfect. We have to remember that the value for value thing, the streaming sats and the boosts are intentionally obscured. There's massive privacy here. Having perfect user privacy means that you give up something. You give up
stats.
You know, yeah, exactly. You everything becomes a fog, so to speak. So the best you can do is estimate. You can't know these things for a fact. You can't know that the Dave Jones who boosted your show 5 minutes ago is the same Dave Jones that just boosted it now.
Well, let me give you another
it's
example.
It's impossible.
Let me give you another. I have been living value for value with my day job, No Agenda, for now in our 16th year.
Mm-hmm.
Very scary in the beginning. You get used to it. During the lockdowns, pandemic, etc., and my first appearance on Rogan, we doubled everything. We doubled in female listeners. We doubled in income. And, you know, now with inflation and everything, it's gone down. Mm-hmm. The beauty of it is, and we're talking on average 400 donors per show, and that's from $1 to $1,000. And we give everybody all the numbers, $50 and up. What hurt us very badly was the PayPal apocalypse. A lot of people had ongoing subscriptions. They got pissed off. They canceled, and they never came back with a subscription. That hurt us a lot. So we're down 15% probably from that. But it's an evolving conversation we have with everybody, and we said, look, we're down. We need more money. We need more value. We need all kinds of things, and we're getting the time and talent in droves. And then people just do it. They step up. People who haven't donated for 2 years. Ah, it's time for me to do something, because we ask. We're honest. This is the thing you have to get over. And I mean, I hear so much beauty happening on No Agenda Stream. With the value for value live stuff. This is, by the way, doing this live is, if you need monetary value, do it live. Cause that interaction is crazy. People love that. They love seeing their boost amount show up in the chat room with the boost bot and hearing the pew pew. And it's all kinds of mechanisms that make people feel a part of what is happening and what is going on. This is what we have to understand. It's the same thing happened with blogging. Andrew Sullivan, I'm making $1 million blogging. Everyone starts blogging. I'm going to make $1 million. No, you're not. You're not.
Well, you've been seeing this for years, the ups and downs of No Agenda. You know, the summer starts, donations fall.
You get holiday weekends. By the way, we work on holidays.
The political season starts, donations go up. Things happen within the movement of society that will affect this. And I think the really critical point is that all of these attempts by creators to try to mute that effect don't work. You think that subscriptions are going to help to help stabilize your income, but they don't. It's a fiction. Because just like I did this week, I canceled a bunch of subscriptions. Mm-hmm. When things happen and people need to pull back, they're going to pull back.
Yep,
it doesn't matter if they're a subscription or not. They are going to cancel. They're going to pull back. There's really only like four ways four different ways you can make money. You can get money into podcasting: advertising, open subscription, paywalled subscriptions, and value for value. There's some Venn diagram overlap with some of that, with some of the, like a open subscription model. That's sort of a value for value like mechanism. Mm-hmm. But if you average it out, let's just say your podcast goes 20 years. If you average all of those different methods out, you're probably going to end up in about the same place no matter what. When it comes, because what matters in a free market is the consumer and what they can bear. The best thing you can do is give your audience the ability to pay you what they feel. Mm-hmm. Because they feel better about that arrangement. Yeah. They don't feel like there's an attempted lock in. People hate paywalls. That you want to see it's being talked about, but not exactly like this. All of the talk around Reddit and Twitter and these sites that are taking their APIs and charging a fortune for them now out of the blue. We're seeing the slow motion destruction of the web.
Yeah.
That's what happened. Everybody is going to ad blockers and privacy to block targeting. And you're seeing that these sites that used to just throw up banner ads and be fine, They are hurting. Everybody is hurting right now. And that's process to think that, to think that your interaction with your audience or your relationship with your readers or listeners or whatever is going to be helped by putting it behind a paywall, or telling them, popping up an interstitial and saying, "Hey, can you please disable your ad blocker?" Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. The funniest thing to me is listening to all the ad supported people, ad supported like podcasters and people that will turn around and tell you that they all use ad blockers and they all skip ads.
Yep.
It's universal. I mean, every one of
every
them.
One
I mean,
of like them. Every one of
every
them.
Every single one of them.
So,
and that, yeah. So I just think like when it comes to, so I, at the same time, I'll say that this is an important point. I forgot about this. At the same time that I canceled those other subscriptions, I took out, two new subscriptions. One was to Accidental Tech Podcast, which I listen to mostly for my day job because I really because I do a lot of tech support, I have to keep up what's going on in the Apple world.
Yep.
I don't want that show to go away.
Right.
And I have been noticing, as I'm sure any other listeners of theirs has, that their ad load has been going down.
Sure.
And then all of a sudden, a few weeks ago, they started doing house ads saying, please, please become a member. Please become a subscriber. Please become, because we're hurting. And I'm like, okay, fine, sure. I will absolutely go do that. They don't give me the option for value for value.
To give more. You would give more. I'm exactly. Sure you would give them more.
Absolutely.
I'm convinced of it.
Just on principle. And then the other one is I started an automatic boost, weekly boost to Coder Radio, because Chris Fisher also got on the show and said, "Hey, our Linode sponsorship dropped."
Oh no.
They didn't renew.
Ooh, that was big for them too.
Yeah, that's a hard one. So I'm like, "Okay, you're getting an auto boost every week."
How are you doing the auto boost? How are you doing that?
Just with a cron job.
Oh, okay.
The same way I do with, I've got four other shows that I auto boost.
I would love to have auto, in the apps. I would be using it. Me too. I would be using it. Well,
but that goes back to your point, which is if you talk to your audience, which is a critical piece of value for value, if you tell them what's going on, that gives them the opportunity to come to your rescue and help you. And that's exactly what, but if you don't talk to your audience, they don't know. I mean, like you don't have to go ridiculous with it and post your bank statements, but I mean, some level of transparency, just like I said a while ago, I'm like, you know, this project cost me over $2,000 last year. If you're honest with your audience and tell them where they're at, I mean, there's a mutual respect that happens and they will help. We all will, because we all care. You know, if you're listening to content and you hear the person who's making the content say, "Hey, we're really struggling," or "Hey, we need you. You need you to step up." Every one of us is going to do that. Every one of us.
And to celebrate value for value in true podcasting 2.0 sense and fashion, we're going to play a song. Hey, Citizen.
You know.
Some podcasts are special and some are a bit of a bore. Some start with an ad read. You've probably heard them before. But some have a model that's tested and true, where you get to pay whatever it's worth to you. I'm so grateful for that. All I want is to boost it right back. So I say thank you for the value that I've been given. Thanks for providing the means to listen. Free from any sponsors, you keep your integrity without a fee. Posting a file on an RSS feed. So I say thank you for the value, for giving it to me. Exceptional podcasts are great, but they're rarely produced. All the more reason to help them along with a boost. I've often wondered, how did it begin? Who found out that time or talent could be sent in, just like treasure can? Well, whoever it was, I'm a fan. So I say thank you for the value that I've been given. Thanks for providing the means to listen. Free from any sponsors, you keep your integrity without a fee. Posting a file on an RSS feed. So I say thank you for the value, for giving it to me. So lucky I have a fancy podcast app. I want to sing it out to everybody. What a joy, what a nice boostagram. Thank you for the value that I've been given. Thanks for providing the means to listen. Free from any sponsors, you keep your integrity without a fee. You post a file on an RSS feed. So I say thank you for the value, for giving it to me. So I say thank you for the value, for giving it to me.
And we'd like you to support Hey Citizen. Go back and listen to this in Podfriend or CurioCaster and boost him. We put the split in for the value time split for him. Beautiful!
That was hilarious. I like that.
Yeah. No, I didn't ask.
It got a chuckle and my sats.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't ask for him to do that. You know, that's value for value. That's literally how. Oh, I said, whoa, 10,000 sats from Dave Jones. Nice.
Yeah, I love that song.
Very nice. Activate our block. Okay, there you go.
So we'll talk about this more with Alex next week. But he took the Boost Bot and modified it to be like XMPP based into PeerTube. Or not? It's not. Excuse me. It's not in PeerTube. It's the code's not in there. It's running a separate process. But he hooked it into the XMPP room. So, like, if you go and we were playing with it the other night, I was doing a live stream of some coding, and he was boosting into my PeerTube channel, and then it was getting posted to the XMPP room that we were all in. So, like, this is when we get the podcast colon chat tag implemented with an XMPP protocol, then this will just plug right in.
You can basically plug it into everything, right? You can plug XMPP into everything.
Yeah, using Iben's BoostBot code.
Nice.
And so, which is another, so he wanted to do a test today of the social interact tag because he modified the BoostBot to be able to boost the social interact tag so that the boosts would then come through on Mastodon an ActivityPub.
Right.
Using that instead of just hard coded into ActivityPub.
Well, I did put it in. I put the social interact tag in as requested.
Okay. And I thought I was looking at it right before we went.
I think I did it right. Here.
And I think he was saying something about it. He didn't think it was working, but let me go back and check real quick. Let's see. He had a post maybe like just a few minutes before we pulled the trigger. Let's see. Oh, here it is. Looks like you added it. It did not work. The URL in it is blah, 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 which does not look like a valid post. Oh, yeah. If you click on the URL for the social interact tag.
Oh, why is that not? Oh, that sucks. Oh.
Do you see that post?
Yeah, no, I see it. I see. Well, what did I do wrong? Oh, man. Hold on a second.
Oh, that's. That's linking to No Agenda Social. Should that be on?
I see. I see what happened. Hold on a second. Let me see. I can change this on the fly. I mean, would that?
Hey, why not?
Scissors! Here we go.
What's the worst that could happen?
Yeah, really? All right, hold on. Now, do I? Yeah, okay.
Why don't I just post something and you use it? Or you just use the one that I posted. Don't use his.
That's probably better. Yeah. That was my mistake, as I was trying to be fancy. Hold on.
Okay.
I'll use the social interact tag for the one that's running with scissors. Okay, hold on. I'm so good at this.
This is the one. This is my time for the board meeting one. Is that what it is?
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna
okay.
do.
Okay, all right, I'll pull that.
Click,
one
save, publish. Okay. Boom. All right. What are you laughing at?
I'm just laughing because this is all being changed in real time.
We're being crazy, baby. Crazy, crazy. All right. So now that should start showing up. Anything that happens now, any boosts, I guess, would show up underneath underneath your post. Time for the board meeting, right? Am I?
I have no idea. Behavior undefined. I have no idea.
But that's the idea, I believe. So, but
yeah, that is the idea. Yeah.
But someone would have to reload the feed, I guess, to get the changes. Changes.
Question. That is a big question mark. I don't know. I don't know how the. I'm not sure where he's pulling stuff from. Okay. It would have to be from our feed, but then, like, how often does he refresh?
Well,
I don't know.
I don't know. It's up there. It's up there. I've done the business.
You did your part.
I did the business. Did my thing. Yeah, absolutely.
That thing we were talking about a while ago, though, I had been thinking about this. You know, I'm glad. Did you see that Pocket Cast raised their price for, like, their premium thing to $39 a year?
No,
I
haven't followed Pocket Cast because they don't do anything they say they're going to do.
For sure. But I think I like that they did this because I was thinking about if you add up so that they like a lot of people were like, oh my gosh, $30 and $40 a year. Mm. Whoa. But if you think about it, I mean, you're paying way more than that for like Disney Plus, Paramount Plus, HBO Max. I mean, you're paying $100 a year minimum for those services. And think about how many hours of content you consume in podcasting versus those. It's at least equivalent.
Now, I understand. Pocket Cast is just, it's the platform. It's not, you know, they're not responsible for the content.
Right. I just appreciate that they're raising the bar on what the value of a podcast app in general is. I think that'll lift all the boats a little bit.
I'm with you on that, but I think mm-hmm. they would make more money if they went full on, if they supported value for value and they took, you know, 5% or whatever, 10%, do whatever you want. It's all worth it.
100%. I agree.
I would be more impressed with them. I'm just not that impressed. You know, they haven't done anything for the pod standards group, which as far as I'm concerned is as dead as the podcast industrial complex.
I did have a talk with Tom Rossi about the verification tag though. Speaking of podcast standards group.
Yeah.
Podcast. I think they're calling it podcast authorization tag.
Well, let me just go to their website for a moment. Let me look at the blog. Oh, look, it's still the original post. Well done. You know, for all the noise, man, for all the noise, this is what always happens with these, you know, podcast industrial complex type initiatives.
I'm loath to criticize because I know how difficult, I know why they wanted to do it, and I know how hard it is to actually accomplish the thing they want to accomplish.
No, it's not possible.
That's what you said at the beginning. You were like, this is not possible.
And I said, I support them. I said, well, and we supported them with I stopped the value split. I stopped that. You know, we're just giving them funding for not doing anything. So I mean, when was this thing posted? There's not even a date on when this blog post was posted, but there's been nothing. There's been zero. It's just zero. So I'm sorry. You know, it's like, I know how hard this is. It can't be done. Yeah. It just can't.
It's hard. It's not just hard. It's almost impossible. You know, the only time it's I don't know what I'm trying to, I feel like they wanted a good thing, and the comparison was with like the W3C standards group and places like that. And that is a good comparison to make, except I think there's apples and oranges there in this respect.
Mm-hmm.
The W3C standards group was made up of a very small number of huge companies, and they are the ones firmly in control. When you have that situation, you can pretty much ram through whatever you want to do, because ultimately what the HTML working group and the W3C standards bodies do, all that stuff ultimately gets filtered down into really one or two HTML rendering engines. What's happening here in the podcast, in the podcasting world, is all of those standards have to get filtered down amongst dozens of hosting companies and podcast applications and third-party platform providers. It's a different thing when you have Apple, Microsoft, and Mozilla, whose ultimate advice ends up in the Safari, Mozilla, and Chromium engine. Those and you throw Microsoft in there, they can pretty much do whatever they want and implement whatever they want in a very quick and efficient manner. The podcast industry is so much more scattered than that. It's like herding cats. It's basically impossible to get anybody. And some people, I think also this is clear that this happened. When the podcast standards group reached out to certain individuals, ad developers and that kind of thing, they got pissed. The ad developers got pissed off and said, "I don't want you telling me what to do." It's just so hard to do something.
But the whole point, what is the mission of the pod standards group? What is their mission?
The same essential mission as what the W3C does is create standards, and so that you have a spec for podcast platforms and players to adhere to.
I disagree. What I read everywhere is, we want open podcasting. Apple and Spotify, you should listen to us. Do participate with what we're doing over here, please. It's the same stuff. Waiting for the big companies to listen to the little guys, and it's never going to happen. But let me tell you what did happen, or what is happening. No agenda. I'm looking at OP3 stats here. I think we make up a large percentage of the OP3 stats, I think. We have 921,331 unique audience members per month. Not too shabby.
Oh, that's not bad.
And let's look at the top apps for May. Apple, 36%. Then there's unknown Apple app, 15%. Guess who's number three?
I'm going to say Podverse.
Podverse, 10%. Podcast Addict with 7%. Then comes Overcast with 5%. Then comes Pocket Cast with 4%. Then comes Fountain with just a little bit under Pocket Cast. Then comes Google, Stitcher, CastBox, etc. And why? Because we're working with the app developer. Not directly. I'm telling people, use Podverse. That's all I'm doing. Use Podverse. You can listen live. It's pretty cool.
Now, are these no agenda stats you're talking about, or podcasting 2.0
stats? No agenda stats. 10% for Podverse.
That's a lot.
Yes.
10% of 850 to 900,000 unique listeners. I mean, like, how many unique listeners did you say?
921,000.
921,000. So that's almost 100,000 people using Podverse as their app of choice
on a monthly basis. Yeah. So, you know,
that's fantastic.
Yeah. So, you know, I don't like sitting in groups. You know, I like doing. So, you know, Apple can do whatever they want, but eventually those numbers will overtake Apple. They will. Mm-hmm. Now I'm starting to target women. It's a known fact that women...
please ISO bot that.
It's a known fact that women use stuff on the web browser. So I'm like, no, this has to stop. You know, we need to get women using apps.
Women use stuff on the web browser. Men do too, actually. We all use stuff
on
the web
browser. Yeah, but it's a known fact that more women do that.
It's just the way you're wording things is funny to me.
Did anyone ISO bot that or not? I don't think anyone did that. I don't think the ISO botted it. Come on, people. Where are you? ISO bot it.
Did you give Nathan Gaithrice transcribe.fm a whirl?
I did, and I broke it, of course. Yay!
Woo!
Well, it worked on a... I did a one-hour Curry and the Keeper that worked, but then I noticed the SRT file, which I use. I didn't want to mess with anything else. Didn't have speaker names. So, okay. So I said, hey, can you fix that? He fixed it, and then I uploaded a no agenda, and that broke the system. Although he says, yeah, it's still there or whatever. So I don't know, but I'll try it again. The speed with which it did work for the 1 hour and 20 minute show was phenomenal. And it looked like the transcription was pretty decent because otter.ai that I'm using is marginal. Any transcribe system that can successfully get John C. Dvorak out and transcribe that successfully is going to be good in my book. So I can't wait. And I'd like for it to be tightly integrated.
Is there going to be an API for this? Because, I mean, if there is,
badass. Yeah, badass to just, hook that into to Sovereign Feeds. Do an automatic payment. You know, I set my payment amount. Now, I do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So I do about 16 shows a month. Mm. Am I saying that right? 1, 2, 3, 4. Between 16 and 20. So... You know, I'll do 5,000 sats a show. It'll be a little bit more expensive than Otter, but, you know, it'll be real money.
Oh, Nathan said he's already talking to Stephen B. about integrating with Sovereign Feeds.
Oh, man, I love that so much. I love that. We need Sovereign Feeds on Start 9. I love the Start 9 guys. They're getting so close to being good.
So close to being good.
Yeah.
That would be a direct integration would be pretty nice because then you could just in the Sovereign Feeds dashboard, you could just pop the transcript, let it finish and then upload all together.
Yep.
Rather than having to have the webhook do all the work.
Perfect.
That'd be pretty nice.
So much fun. And have you seen bingit.io?
I've seen you send me links to it because I'll send you an article and you're like, yep, I already talked about it. Bingit. Send me a Bingit link.
So Dreb, bless his heart, he transcribed all 1,568 No Agenda episodes. Must have cost him a fortune because I think he did it on Otter. He transcribed every single one. We don't have, show notes, but maybe from episode 300 on or something because a lot got lost. But, very much like... The difference with this between what Stephen B. did, the transcripttool.com, that can only look at transcripts that are in your feed. But what Dino did, he's also on Podcast Index on social. He, indexed all 1,568 transcripts and made it searchable, and he broke it down by chunk of, like 10 lines or something. And so you search for something, and he has some good fuzzy logic in there. You can board some Boolean type stuff for humans, all terms, all text, etc. And I found stuff that I had no idea where to find the link or the story or whatever, and I found it in the transcript. You click on the link, boom, it starts playing. At that part in the podcast, it's amazing. Using that to me is such a valuable use of transcripts. It's off the hook.
That's, we got a, I don't know if you're seeing it. Maybe the cross out comment boosting is, maybe it is working now.
Oh, let me check. So I'd be able to see that in the
let's see.
Podcasting next social. Wow. So
should, this is some, did it come in attached? This is
some real scissor stuff, man. Okay, let me see.
Maybe they're just testing. I'm not seeing it yet.
Not sure.
Oh, wait. No, I'm seeing it now. Yep. Yeah, there it came.
Where is it posting though?
So it's posting to, well, it's coming through on podcastindex.social, but if that's the case, it will be attached to my root post, which should also come through on the podcast index.
I don't see it on podcastindex.social.
Go to my root post and refresh.
That's what I just did.
It's showing up for me.
Well, you're just better than me.
Negative.
I still have Dreb Scott there. Let me see. Refresh.
Well, we're not showing the, I'm going to have to wait till after the show.
I only see Dreb saying we're live. That's all I see. You have something under that?
Uh-huh. I do. I have a bunch of boosts under that.
I don't have anything under that. Are they private?
Do a hard refresh.
I did that. What do you think I am? A newbie?
Did you do Control Shift R?
Yes.
I don't know.
Why is that not working for me?
I'm seeing it.
Are they private? Is it private somehow? Maybe are they not seeable to the world?
No, it's.
So this
it's
is time the- time for the board meeting. We're running with Scissors Live, episode 139. We're hot as a firecracker. That one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then Dreb Scott responds. He says, "We're live."
Yeah, and then I see nothing.
And under that, I see 1, 2, 3, 4 boosts.
Well, something is wrong. Houston, we have a problem. What is up with that?
I don't know, man. It must be some sort of caching or something. It's got to be. Stuff is hot.
No, it's not. I don't know why it's not showing for me.
Well, let me do a hard refresh.
That's very odd.
Make sure that it didn't get deleted or something. Let me get back down.
Let me see. Those numbers will overtake Apple. They will. Mm-hmm. Now I'm starting to target women. There we go.
Wait.
Now I'm starting.
You probably clicked on Dreb's link. Go
no,
up.
No, 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 no. Again, you take me for some noob.
Well, it's because I'm not thinking about you. I just did it myself and was confused.
No, I go to Dave Jones. I scroll down up your profile and I click on, and I see one plus. So there's more than one. There should be more than one comment there. But when I click into it, I only see Dreb. It's maddening.
Maybe you blocked the boost bot because it's Freeze Peach.
Oh, it's on the boost bot. Yeah, the boost bot, of course. And I don't block it. I mute it for 5 days at a time.
Okay, so you've muted the boost bot, so you can't see it.
Okay, hold on. Let me hit the boost bot. Yes, boost bot is. I got it. Boost bot.
You're anti Freeze Peach.
I'm not anti Freeze Peach. But don't we already have the boost bot in the block?
Maybe.
Yeah. So
I don't know. Yes, we do have the boost bot in the block.
Well, so this is just coming from the boost bot.
No. This is different because that would just come through onto, like, that means they would get the sats and it would go back out. But then this is specifically boosting into the ActivityPub thread of the social interact.
Well, I see boosted 420 sats, boosted 100 sats, boosted 101 sats.
Yeah, but that just, yeah, like that's been hard coded just to go to podcastindex.social, but this thing boosts into the social interact root post.
Oh, okay.
So that's the difference there.
But
which is cool because that means anybody that does this, they will get the boosts into their social interact.
Oh, you're right. You know, actually, we don't have the boost bot in there. We have the fountain boost bot in the split. Okay, so it works.
Yeah, it's pretty rad.
Wow, that's cool.
This is all spreading and building out more and more into this big distributed super chat.
I love it. This is nuts. We're doing nutty stuff.
Everywhere.
We're doing nutty stuff. Yeah. Oh my goodness. What do you want to do? Do you want to do a, I have another song that actually comes from, comes from LN Beats, I think. You want to play a song? Do you want to thank some people? What do you want to do?
Can I talk about something else?
Yeah.
Can I talk about the authorization tag real quick? Because I feel like we need to run down this.
For sure.
So we kept going back and forth. We've been going back and forth about this particular thing forever. So when Apple dropped email addresses out of their spec, everybody also dropped it out of their feeds, and we don't have to rehash it. We know that that's a problem now.
Yeah.
As far as verification of ownership.
Yeah.
Everything under the sun has been talked about. OAuth, a custom handshake, just all kinds of stuff. But really, I think what we've just kind of figured out is I think there was confusion of thought because OAuth fits an authentication scheme. You need credentialing in order to get a token so that you can then talk to an API or service or whatever. But I think the problem came from where we're referring to it as authorization when it really is something more simple, which is just pure feed ownership verification.
Mm-hmm.
And if you think about it in those terms, the problem gets a little bit less complex. So we have the TXT record. And if you build an OAuth or some sort of authorization handshake with a public key and all this kind of stuff, if you build that in order to verify feed ownership, you're immediately going to leave out all of the self-hosted feeds.
Correct.
Because you don't, the guy that's just uploading his feed to object storage or the person who's running a WordPress blog,
everybody has to have all kinds of tools and stuff. It becomes a problem.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, cause your WordPress blog is not going to expose an API for this. No. Let's just be honest. So that means those people, which is a lot, that's not an insignificant portion of the world, is going to have to fall back to a code in a TXT record, a TXT tag, which is exactly what we built that for. So that's great. And so whatever solution that we come up with has to include those people also, which means that an application like PodFans, who needs to verify ownership of a feed, regardless of what system we devise, they're going to have to, at some level, implement a feed polling solution so that they can tell you to put a thing in your feed. You're going to go put it in the TXT record, and then you can begin polling it.
Right.
So that has to exist. If that has to exist, let's not create yet another thing so that now they have two things that they have to worry about. Let's make it all just fit in the same exact scenario so that you can do one thing, whatever that thing happens to be, then begin polling the TXT record for the feed. That being said, it seems like the most the simplest solution is we have an authorization tag or a verification tag or whatever it's going to be called. We have that tag. It has a URL in it. So for hosting companies that support this method, they will just include this tag with the URL pointing to an endpoint on their site that's going to receive this call. When I'm just going to use PodFans as an example, when PodFans goes to verify ownership, they will kick you out to that URL with a code attached to it, with some sort of randomized value.
Right, which you have to then put into your feed.
Well, you here's the idea. You wouldn't even put it in there.
Oh, so the hosting company would do that.
Yeah. Exactly. Right. You're going to call the hosting company. There's going to be a parameter on the end of the URL, token equals blah, 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 or TXT equals blah, blah, blah.
Right,
and it's some 48-character hex string or something. Then the hosting company is going to kick you to a login screen. You're going to authenticate yourself with the host that you are who you say you are by logging into your account. Then it's going to prompt you, hey, PodFans is wanting to verify your ownership. Do you want to put their code in your feed so that you can complete the process? You say yes. The host drops that value into the TXT record, republishes your feed. kicks you back over to PodFans and says, hey, good to go. Then PodFans begins to just pull the feed until they hit, until they see that it refreshed, they see the code, done.
Okay, and you're going to build this into the dashboard for Podcast Index?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Absolutely. I don't know if I'll be the first to support it, but I will be early.
You know what's so funny is, you know, you made this whole dashboard. I haven't had a single request where I can use the dashboard yet. A rescanning of the fee. One. I've had one.
Did it work?
In a whole week. No, no, because the feed didn't exist. The feed was wrong. Like a whole bunch of stuff was wrong. That guy was all wrong.
Okay. Can you real quick go back to your dashboard? Because I need to run this past you.
Sure.
Yep,
I'm here.
Okay.
What am I inputting?
Let me see if I can, let's see real quick, if I can find the one that I was wanting to throw at you.
Is this another like a calculus test? See if I know what to do.
Yeah. Okay. So do this. Okay. Do this. Search for hardcore history. I just need to get you some content so that I can show you what this is.
Okay. Hardcore history. Dan Carnes. Yeah, okay. Okay. Got it.
Okay. Do you see the check boxes by the numbers? By the feed IDs.
Let me just go into. Oh yes, of course.
Okay. All right. So just put a check mark by any two. It doesn't matter.
This any two. Yeah.
Any two. Yeah. Okay. It should pop up with a new button.
Emerge.
Yes.
Nice.
So if you, we're not going to actually do anything, but if you just click the merge button on one of them,
mm-hmm.
Tell me what you think is happening here.
I'm not going to click it, right? Because that could screw up Dan Carlin's hardcore history. Well,
there's two confirmation dialogues you have to go through. So you're not going to screw anything up because you're not going to go all the way through. If you just click the merge button,
okay.
It should come up with something. And I want you to tell me what you think is going to happen.
Okay. Do you want to merge Dan Carlin's hardcore history addendum? Yes, that's exactly what I would expect to happen. I would expect the other feed to be merged into the one that I click the merge button on.
Now here's the thing that I'm wondering about as far as confusion goes, because what happens when you do this is you have two feeds and you've chosen both of them and you're going to in some way merge the two together.
Mm-hmm.
But one of them has to be the winner. One of them has to become the parent, so to speak,
right.
And the other one becomes the child.
What I understand, even from the dialogue box, is the one where I click the merge button is the winner.
Thank you. Okay, that's what I needed to know because I was trying not to lead the witness. I wanted to know if you picked up on the fact that when the one you hit merge on was the one that became the parent feed.
Yes, that's the way I interpreted.
Okay, that was what I was worried about because I didn't want people to just willy nilly get confused and not realize what was happening.
Congratulations, you win this beautiful car.
Woohoo! Yes, Oprah. It's like Oprah here. I got to pay taxes now. That should work for you. But if you go, you can go through again and hit confirm on that, and you should get even another box.
Okay. Another box. If so, please enter the correct feed. Are you really, really sure? Oh, okay. So yeah. This is really, really making me do it.
Yeah. Okay. So you won't click, you will click no on this box.
No, but here's what's interesting. The URL shown here is not the one of the daddy-o.
Correct.
Because I clicked the one with feeds.feedburner, and so I would want...
You can paste any feed URL into this.
Right, but so what is this? What is this? So whereas I agreed with what it told me, now it's telling me something I don't like. I would expect this to be the winning feed, which would be the feeds.feedburner.
So let me tell you why that's not happening.
Okay. It's a bug.
It's not a bug. It's a feature.
Oh.
The reason that is not happening is because the most common scenario that happens is that the feed.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I gotcha.
Yeah, you want to preserve, you'll have two feeds. One will have an iTunes ID attached and the wrong URL. And the next one, the one you're wanting to get rid of, has no iTunes ID and the correct URL.
Yeah, these both have iTunes IDs that I'm doing here.
That's another problem. That's another scenario that is unsupported right now. So, but the most common, and this is the most common scenario, is the one I described, where you have one that has an iTunes ID and the wrong URL, yeah, and another one that has the no iTunes ID and a correct URL, and you can merge the two together such that the one that has no iTunes ID but the correct URL gets deleted, and now there's a pointer dropped to the correct one, and the correct one gets the correct URL. So I'm handing this thing to you, and
it's like a loaded gun.
That's what I'm afraid of. Not because of you, but just because of the nature of what's being done.
It's a loaded gun, ladies and gentlemen. It's a flamethrower. It's a flamethrower. Ah, I love it. What could possibly go wrong? Give the loaded gun to the child. Yeah.
So I was thinking about, like Stephen Crater sent the little, what do you call it, like the genealogy thing where you like choose these properties and these properties. And then I started going through that and I'm like, you know, that's not really going to work, because it doesn't matter what properties I do. As soon as you've set the feed URL and the last step of that process is a reset on the feed.
Yeah.
It's going to blow all that stuff away and suck it back in from the feed anyway. So none of that matters. All that stuff's going to get overwritten by a feed reset. So kind of just more. All that really matters is that the correct feed URL is in there.
Got it.
So anyway, we'll see how this blows off.
Well, I'll be very careful. I'm going to go very, very slow with anything I do. If I have questions, I will ask. I will ask. Let's thank a couple people who have been boosting us.
Okay.
Because we got a lot. Bot Poker 1000, handing my wallet to Edward Scissorhands. Exactly. That's what a lot of this sounds like.
Yeah.
Sam Sethi 101010.
Shakala 20 inch blades on the Impala.
I thought I had the
What up, Sam?
Where's our shorter baller? I had the shorter baller boosts.
Jingles. The stab.
The stabs that James gave us. Oh, here I go. I got him here. Sam says, asking users to update TXT is the same as asking them to update the email and republish. It's a bad user experience and won't work. The way you describe the second method of a URL to the host, then verification of a URI redirect, works. It also means all hosts need to support Podping to ensure it's quick for the users.
Yep.
Okay, so that's what we're talking about. And then Sam Sethi comes with another 101010. He says, I agree. I didn't like that ball. I like this one. That one. I like that one better. That's much better. I agree the treasure needs to be shared. I give with pleasure. Podcast Index 1% and James Cridlin 1% plus Albie 1% of all pod fan sats. And once the podcast verify is approved, I'll give 1% to each host who implements this new tag to share the value.
Nice.
There you go. Thank you very much. We appreciate that, Sam.
Very much.
Amducius 1000. Scissor is hot as long as both women look good. Oh, please, Amducius. You're kidding me. Sir Brian of London, 31,948, his 3,1948 Israeli freedom boost. Back from North Cyprus and boosting again. Had a busy time last week. Nothing to do with anything which was in the news this week. Just boat maintenance, honest.
Uh-huh. He's brokering brokering off the books deals for oil.
Whatever he's doing. The Bot Whisperer, 1,000 sats, testing Boost Bot cross app commenting from Podfriend Boost. Yes, and it all seems to be working. It's fantastic. C Dubs 10101 from the Podcast Index. Cross app comments are lit. We got Taste Buds with 100 ITM. Thank you. A White Mike with 333. test for a troll chimp. We got another C Dubs with 420 from Podcast Index. Another test. Poking the Bot. Is that okay? This is all test. 2112. 8,000 from Dred Scott. Testing, of course. Bully Steed. Nice row of ducks, 22,222. Hey, citizens, love song to podcasting 2.0, a winner. Thank you for the value. And Dave Jones, 10,000 sets. Love it, of course.
That's me.
That's right. Hey, citizen, 6969, testing it out there. 33,333, Eric PP. And he says, Bitcoin never goes down, unlike Fastmail and GitHub. Decentralized for the win.
That's true. Very true.
Meet us, 25,000 sats, Dave's rustic code cave.
Yep.
Mr. Robot with 5555, running with scissors. Refill Abby with Zibidi. Just send it with your Albi.com address. 5x5 in the pipe. Man, I love all these things, all these codes. We got a mini Striper boost there from Pfeiffer. Well, where's my Striper? I hadn't set everything up yet. I got to redo all of my pads. You know, there you go. Go podcasting with the P. Okay, we'll go podcasting. Dreb Scott with 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 pre-show boost. Go podcasting.
Go podcasting.
C Dubs with a 420 with a test toke. We got Absurd Observations, 40,000 sats. Thank you very much. No note. 2020 from Tone Record, sending scissor insurance funds. It's a bargain currently. Mary Oscar with 100. We got Anonymous with 20. What? What? 210,000 sats.
From who?
Anonymous. From CurioCaster. Anonymous. You know, this is that anonymous CurioCaster who pops in, who popped in the last show too with hundreds of thousands of sats.
I like anonymous CurioCaster.
That's very cool. Thank you so much. These are the ones that came in just in the last 2 hours during the show. Dave, have you been able to query the database and grab some? Did you get the PayPal? Is your email working?
Oh, I don't know. Let me check. Let's see. Well, where's my email? Is that it? Thunderbird, come on.
Well, hold on come a second. On. You know what's interesting is I believe. Oh no, So your email is tied into the system, so it's not going to email me because I'm on the Boostagram emails, but I guess your email has to be working for me to receive them.
Do you wait a second? Are you saying that when I do the Boostagram dump each week, you get them too?
I sure do.
You do?
Yeah, because I guess I'm on the give@podcastindex.org alias.
So when I do the dump at like 12 noon roughly on a Friday, you get all of a sudden you get a blitz of Boostagram emails.
Yes.
I had no idea.
They did dumps. They call them dumps, big, massive dumps.
A boost a dump. I did not realize that I was spamming your email with boost a dumps.
No, it's all right because I have a folder set up for that. So can you spam me and I can read them?
I can't do it from here. No, I've solved this problem. I've got a text file that I've downloaded. Yes,
but no PayPal. So we don't have PayPals.
Let me try to log into PayPal. That's going to be fun.
This is a very, very well prepared show.
That was great. Yeah. So I realized as I'm trying to log into PayPal, I realized that on the website.
Not happening. Okay. Sorry.
But give it Podcast Index. Yeah. So I realized that on the Podcast Index website, cross out comments show for the regular episodes, but they don't show under the live. So that means I have work to do.
Okay.
Okay. All right. I think, do I have, what was the last show? Was that the 23rd?
Yes.
That was 23rd. All right, cool. All right. I think I'm good to go. I'm good.
All right. Well, let it rip.
Okay. These are all mixed together because they're monthlies and one other.
We'll just thank everybody appropriately.
Yeah. Michael Kimmerer, $5.33. Thank you, Michael. Dreb Scott, $15. Thank you, Dreb. Aaron Renault, $5. Pedro Goncalves, $5. Thank you, Pedro.
Thank you.
And let's see. Let me make sure I got to click into this one real quick because Kevin Bay sent us $3 and he had a note. Let's see what it says. He says, first monthly payment from the endowment fund.
Oh, that's right. I love that idea. Thank you very much.
This is cool. I like this. This is going to be fun to watch.
That's going to last forever.
Yeah, it is, till we die. Okay, so that's it. That's all the PayPal.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you. Thank you, Fiat Fun Coupon people. Now let's go to our Boostagrams.
Now I get the fun of trying to read this dumped text file, which is going to be fantastic. Because it's all run together in one big smush. Uh-huh. Okay. Let's see if I can do this. C-dubs, 1,010 sats. It says, BoostBot is rolling out support for cross-app comments.
Yeah, obviously. We got it. Yes, it's working. We love
Boost!
It.
Boost! If you boost an item, live item, which contains a social interact tag to a Mastodon post, it will post those boosts as comments. And it works perfectly.
That's so cool.
Airhead 2112, a rush boost. He says, slept through the board meeting again, checking BoostBot's new activity pub functionality.
I slept through it. Slept through the board meeting. Oh, man.
You know what? I did a horrible thing here. I used the more command instead of the less command, so I cannot arrow back up. All right. I got myself fixed. All right. Lincoln, 1,000 sats through Podverse. He says, sick tune. I'm not sure which tune that was, but I guess it was the... It
must have been from the last show.
Yeah, which... That was like a techno type thing, right?
No, that was... No, the bubblegum pop. The one that our guest, Stephen Crater, he selected.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Joel W. Satchel Richards through Fountain. Thank you, Joel W. 1111.
Thank you.
We see. We got... Oh, Alex Gates. Oh, thank you, Alex.
Hello, Alex.
Sir Alice Gates, the Podcasting 2.0 consultant, 57,910 sats through Podverse. He says, ooh. Podverse VTS testing.
Nice.
Boost.
Thank you.
Thank you, Alex. Kevin Finn from Buzzsprout, 50,000 sats through Castomatic.
Nice. Thank you, Kevin.
He says, I think you guys are being hard on AI's value to podcasters. 1 month in, and I'm pretty sure Buzzsprout's new AI workflow is pushing more namespace compliant transcripts and chapters than any other publisher. I do agree.
No doubt. I just like humans. That's all.
All fully editable by the podcaster. I'm listening to this episode on Saturday evening, and there are still no chapters. Sure seems like AI chapters would be better than nothing until Dreb has a chance to do his magic. Ooh.
Bastard. Wow. Low blow. Low blow.
That is uncalled for. That is a yellow card.
Unnecessary roughness.
Yellow card.
Okay, so you make a point. All right. We may.
Source D, 1,701 sats through Podverse. He says, go live demos and debugging.
Yeah, we try.
Boost. Lots of that on this show. Auburn Citadel, 50,000 sats through nice. Fountain. No note. Thank you, Auburn Citadel.
Thank you very much.
5,000 sats from Bun through Podverse. No note. Thank you, Bun. Oh, you sent a test boost. Sam Sethi sent a test boost. A bunch of them. 61 sats. Looks like he's doing some streaming.
Boost.
Thank you, Sam. Oh, 16,969 sats from Hey Citizen.
Hey, well, there you go. Hey Citizen, known from the Thank You for the Value song.
When Dave tries to describe a deep philosophical and abstract concept, you can feel the fabric of reality itself shifting. that doesn't sound like a compliment. This sounds like...
You know, Dreb actually did the chapters from Field Day. He was out practicing his ham skills.
Oh, that I did not realize until last week when I saw him comment that he was a big ham.
You know, it was really cool. The ham radio community, dare I say, is set up to such a degree that I got a phone call, and I see it's a 512. It's an Austin number, and it's not a spam call because it has a name attached. So I pick it up, and it got this big booming voice. Yeah, hello, this is I have a message from the 7290 traffic net for Kilo 5 Alpha Charlie. I'm like, yeah,
sounds
sure.
So intimidating.
Yes, from Juliet Kilo Tango 20. I'm on Field Day or ITM. No, it was in the morning from Field Day in Central New York.
Nice.
JK2T20. So the way it works is someone in New York got onto the 7290 traffic net. He said, I have a message. The message is for Adam Curry in Central Texas in Fredericksburg. They then take the message, find my number, and then call me.
In the SEC lookup, right?
Yes. And then pass the message. I love that system. Hams are going to save the world, man, when the apocalypse comes. Right?
We got to somehow figure out how to attach boost to
this. We need the first boost through ham radio. That's what I'm looking for.
The boost bot. The boost bot.
The boost bot. XMPP. Yeah, we can do it. XMPP through the boost bot. I'm sure we can do it.
Yep. HMPP. Oh, and see, hey, citizens, message was, when Dave tries to describe a deep philosophical and abstract concept, you can feel the fabric of reality itself shifting. And when Adam says, oh, it's like my wife's text message, the fabric of reality shifts a little bit more. Thank you for your courage.
Thank you for your courage.
Anonymous Rodux 2222 through Castomatic. Got a couple of those. Thank you, Anonymous. We got a few more of these through. These look like some streams. Oh, here we go. Cole McCormick 5492 through Fountain. He says, mentioning ownyour.com, my mom would tell me this and said it'd be super important in the future back when I was in high school, 2015. I didn't really think about it until Adam brought it up. Mom was right.
What?
Listen to your mom, Cole.
Always. Always listen to your mom.
And for everybody who hasn't, call your mom.
Yeah, right away.
Dreb Scott, 107,373
sats. Whoa, Dreb.
CurioCaster. So, of course, because it's through CurioCaster,
something weird.
It's got the reply address and the reply key and the reply value. And that every time I see that, it reminds me of the languishing helipad that I have got to get back to.
I can't wait. I can't wait to start returning some boosts.
Boosting to call out Dave for having a long expired ham call sign.
Bad yes, ham. Dub, bad yes, ham. Bad ham.
KC4NXA. When I boosted from field day last week, I heard Dave throw out his call sign, KC4NXA, while Adam was reading Boostergram. So, of course, I had to look it up. Looks like it expired back in the year 2000. That is correct.
Oh, yes. Dave.
Perhaps just a Y2K bug? Dave, in all your spare time, you need to get licensed again. My six-year-old is studying for her license. If she can do it, so can you. Thanks, Dreb.
I know you can do it.
That is a subtle slam from Dreb.
Yeah, I'd like the boost reply first before you get your ham license. I'll pass on the messages. Kilo 5 Alpha Charlie. I'll call Dave.
Don't you know that ham radio is going to save the world, right?
Where is that thing? Hold on. Ham save the world. Oh, here it is.
When the apocalypse comes, we're the guys who are going to save the world, right?
Right.
Right. Borlaug 10101.
Nice.
The Podverse, he says, always grateful for the two of you and all the others who do some of the heavy lifting in this community. It's an amazing group. Yes, it is.
Oh, thank you.
Mere Mortals, Kyron 4444. That's two rows of ducks, evidently. Fountain, he says, sending in extra as thanks to Dave for the value tag help. Also, big shout out to Todd at Blueberry for helping me with the live tag.
I get boosts whenever there's a boost nearby.
Is that, where did that come from?
I just hit the.
I get boosts whenever there's a boost nearby.
I'm just pushing buttons.
I think that may be a clip that I did.
I think it is. I like it though. It's kind of cool.
We all joke around about the scissors, but a big kudos to everyone creating and implementing tags. This stuff is not easy, but it's hella fun. Hopefully the newly branded Value for Value podcast will be live next week. Fingers crossed.
Ooh.
Boost, baby, yeah.
Oh, and there we go. It's
the Delimiter. The
Delimiter, yeah. Woo-hoo. We go. Comic strip blogger.
Nice.
33015 through Fountain. And he says, howdy, Dave and Adam. Please invite your audience to visit my cartoons at www.csb.lol. Go podcasting, yo, CSB.
Go podcasting! Why don't we play one quick song and then we'll say goodbye. What do you say?
Yeah.
Please, everybody, switch over to CurioCaster, or if you're listening to this after the fact, CurioCaster and PodFriend, and boost. So we can hit the top of Wave Lake with Allie Mitchell when this is over. Tripping balls on this song.
That was like so chill.
But it had a little bit of Prince kind of vibe, little Lenny Kravitz. I kind of dug it.
That is a rad tune. Who's the artist?
Ali Mitchell, A-L-I Mitchell. And the title is When It's Over, W-E-N for some reason. When this is over, I'm sorry. And let's boost this. Let's boost him because he's also, I think, on Wavelake. So I love putting these songs into the top on Wavelake. You know, hoping one day Wavelake will go, oh yeah, we should do something again. You know, just a thought.
Maybe 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, I don't remember when it was, you played Longy.
Yes. He's got five songs in the top 40 now.
Yeah, like that song. Oh, Underclass.
Yes, what it was. Yeah.
So you played Underclass, and which is a rad song, by the way. And then it was in my head, and I've been playing more drums. I picked them back up lately.
Oh,
and
right on.
So I'm like, I'm just gonna jam along with this song. So I was playing drum. That is a hard drum song.
Oh, really?
That's a challenging drum. Oh, yeah,
interesting. Very cool. Yeah, dude. Value for value. That's what we're promoting here. That's, I guess you just say music 2.0 or value music value. When you boost this podcast, when the song's playing, those sats go to the artist. And, that'll be another thing that Dave's going to put into helipad. So we can actually see that, how much went to the artist. I'm not holding my breath because I'll be dead.
Oh, whoa. It's a disproportionate use of force.
No, it's okay. I understand. You know, I understand the streaming video is very important. I know it has.
It is not taking up any of my time, I promise you.
Just being a douchebag.
It is not. I'm sending you love. I gave you a dashboard.
I love my dashboard. I haven't been able to use it yet. Could people please give me some problems? I need some problems to solve. Like, I want a problem.
I'm about to give you a magic button on the dashboard. That's today. I'm doing that today.
What does the magic button do?
The magic button says, give me some dupes. And it's going to just, you're just going to be able to click the button and you're just going to get a batch of dupes.
Oh, I like that. Very cool. Okay.
Yeah. With all your spare time, you can just deduplicate the entire index.
Yay.
Sounds like great fun.
Oh, wow, brother. Anything else before we cut out of here and get the weekend started?
No, I'm feeling good.
Okay, well, good.
I'm in good shape.
I'm feeling good, too. I'm going to play with this Duocaster. The Rodecaster Duo. I'm going to get it all set up, and I'll give that a whirl maybe next week.
Is that thing still, it's a little much. Isn't it a little bit, like, I feel like it's a little bit too much money for what it is. Is that fair?
$499?
Yeah.
No.
It feels like it should be closer to $400.
No, it's worth every penny. I'd pay $1,000 for each of these boxes. I have struggled for decades trying to get in one device what these guys have done.
Okay, here's what I'm really asking you. Do I need to buy one of these?
Well, I mean,
do I need to buy the Duo?
Well, you know, I mean, I make you sound good, so you don't have to worry about it. But if you like gear and you're going to do more of your streaming stuff, if you want to have little pads to do little jingles and stuff, you know, if you want to have that kind of action.
I want little pads.
Yeah, you should get it, man. Go out on a limb. You can deduct it. It's tax deductible.
Ooh,
yes. Bingo. Yes. Yes.
I'm going to hit it up later in the year when we get down to tax. We get down the wire and I need to go grab an extra deduction.
There you go. That's what you got to do. That's it. Hey, chat room. Thank you very much. Everybody watching Dave stream. Alex and Egghead, thank you very much. Anyway, do you have 3 people watching or just those 2 guys?
I have 8.
What?
8 people watching.
Oh,
I'm in the top. I'm a streamer.
You're the top on PeerTube, top streamer.
Yeah.
Thank you all very much for listening. Boost, particularly for the artists, for Ali Mitchell and for Hey Citizen. Thank you all so much for listening. And come on back next Friday. We'll do another board meeting, Podcasting 2.0. See you then, brother.
See you, man.
All right, everybody. Take care. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Podcasting 2.0. Visit podcastindex.org for more information.
Go podcasting!
It's not a bug. It's a feature.